Blog Talk Radio.
Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow.
Seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town, no postcode envy.
Let me live that fantasy on Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And salute to all my queens out there. Salute to all my kings. Happy New Year's, man. We're like 2 days away from 2014. I'm excited. I want to say goodbye to 2013 so bad. I just want to say, you know, put my deuces up because I've had enough of this year. 90% maybe hasn't been too well, but I've rocked out that 10% that has been good, you know. But I welcome change. I love change. I'm not afraid of change. You know, some people fear change. I don't. I actually welcome it. I think it's exciting when, you know, my life and my road and my journey takes me, you know, different places. I get excited because I know that good blessings are coming my way, you know. Good morning, everybody. Call in 347-826-7722 and let me know your New Year's resolution or just say Happy New Year's to me. You know, it's my last show of the year and it's bittersweet, you know, the end of 2013, but we're about to, you know, go in the beginning of a new year, of a new chapter. You know, 2014, it's stacked up with a lot of good things, man. So everybody, you know, pay attention. Pay attention to all the things that are on its way. Shout out to everybody on deck, on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm feeling a little sluggish. I'm trying to amp myself up. So call me. Say good morning. Amp me up. Give me some motivation as well. You know, every now and then I need that too, man.
Greetings, universe. This is God's elected anointed queen of hip hop, Ahamadia, and you are now listening to Lush Radio Online. Salute.
Salute. Salute to everybody out there. And wake up. All I want you to do is open your eyes, you know, wipe the things out your eyes and all that, and wake up. Open. Wake up. Wake up to this new world, to this new year we're about to be.
my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. I didn't know I was lost. Oh, 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 oh. Tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm
you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
Today's a new day.
words that love y'all.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up.
Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I'm hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Hallelujah. Whatever you're in right now.
Smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, oh, oh.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And don't let no one take your joy, man. Don't let no one take your smile. I know that I smile the most when I'm going through difficult stuff, like when I feel like that depression coming in and, you know, things are going wrong in my day, or I drop something or I break something. I smile, like, purposely. Like, I make sure that I smile and I laugh about it, and it kind of eases, you know, it eases it. Some people, you know, say, like, why are you smiling, like, you know, at that point in time? That's what makes me, you know, tap into my positive energy, because if I feed into what's going on at that particular moment, then, you know, my smile goes away. And I got too much of a pretty smile. I don't know about you, but, you know. One of my phone lines, 212. Good morning. You're on with Emma E2K, please.
Good morning, Emma. It's me, Guerrera. It's Sela.
Finally. Oh. That's royalty.
Finally.
That's royalty. Excuse me, throw out the red carpet. Hello.
I finally got through.
My security is tight, girl. I'm sorry about that.
I just wanted to phone in. I don't want to take up too much of your listeners' time, but I just wanted to phone in to say it's a pleasure to have met your acquaintance on Facebook through Paper Mirrors. You have been truly, in such a short time, such a big inspiration to me, Emma. And I wish you nothing but the best, nothing but triumph, nothing but victory, nothing but great things in the new year.
Oh,
Okay, mi reina. So I just wanted to phone in to say Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mama. I so appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, too. And I'll
thank
see you,
my darling. Thank you.
Better things.
Oh, definitely. The new year will bring better things, my love. Definitely. I mean, I know we're all works in progress, Emma. You know, we will always be works in progress. But I think through whenever we have, you know, that negative feeling coming on or that negative energy coming on, we need to just, like, how do they say, sacudil. You just got to dust yourself off and just keep moving forward. That's it. Take it as a blessing. Take it as a blessing. Never take it as a oh, my God, my life is over. Take it as a blessing. There's always a blessing in everything.
And with that being said, I want to give a big shout-out to the diva in Orlando who is going through something right now, and she needs to hear this right now, what we're speaking about. So I'm going to travel this energy all the way out there to Orlando. Diva, keep your head up. You know,
yes, ma'am.
And all the changes is always for good. It's always for good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You have a beautiful day, and I will not take up any more of your radio time, but I love you, Emma. Keep doing great things, my love, okay?
Thank you, baby. I love you, too. You have a great one. You can
thank you, my love. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Mama. Oh, man, that was awesome. That was awesome. This is real good life.
City near Piccadilly, don't really know how I got here. I got some there's to complain about.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Get ready, get ready. 2014 is right there, man. It's right around the corner. Get ready, get amped up. I mean, I know I'm excited. I just cannot wait. I just cannot wait. You know, I've already started, you know, on my forgiveness challenge. I always got a challenge going on. But I got a forgiveness challenge going on Facebook. Today will be my 6th day. And it's just basically really, really from deep inside forgiving, you know, the man that has done things to me, you know. I've had, you know, not so much of a of a lucky life, you know. You know, a lot of people have come and went in my life where people have scarred me. And in order for me to heal through those scars, I have to forgive. I'm not saying forget. Because you cannot forget things that, you know, I've done to you, especially if they have impacted you to scar you. But you can forgive to be able to, you know, remove all that negative energy out, to be able to receive positive energy in. And not everybody is on, you know, on this journey. I mean, look how long it took me to get here. You know, I'm already, you know, in my late 25s. Anyway, doesn't matter how old I am. In my mind, I'm 25. But, you know, the point is that when, wherever, whatever time in your life, you're ready to, you know, to do those forgiveness and just be grateful for the things you have in life, then do it. And if you're not there, it's okay. You will be there eventually. You know, not everybody gets to the finish line at the same time. And it's all good. It's all good. It doesn't mean because you're not there now in your life that you're wrong about feeling however you feel, you know? Everybody has to own up to their emotions and be accountable for their responsibility in this world. So a big shout-out to all those that are on the journey, those that are halfway there, those that are just starting, and those that are, you know, just right there almost ending. But as we know in our journey, the journey never really ends. You know, you continue always learning and growing and accepting and, you know, and dealing with changes. That's it. You just become better at dealing with changes. You know? That's all.
Come to me, I wouldn't wanna be anybody else. Na 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 na.
not putting this year on replay. I'm letting 2013 go so I can welcome 2014. Shout out to everybody on deck following me on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the Facebook, showing me the mad love. Shout out to all those that are inboxing me. If you want to call in, 347-826-7722 to do your shout out. Big shout out to Tampa Barbershop that shows, you know, me and my son a lot of love on the cut. The barbers out there definitely doing their thing, and they leave you late stuff. Big shout out to Christian Mora and Stacey Rivera for 8 years being together. I'm going in, you know, good luck and lots of love. Love is love in 2014. I'm going to my phone line, 718, you're on with Emma ECK. Good morning.
Salute. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Natalie.
Good morning, my Goongie Woongie.
Good morning.
How are
you doing? I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, awesome.
God is
How
good. I'm listening to... Huh?
Was your Christmas?
It was good. It was quiet.
Okay. It's not wrong with having a Christmas.
Quiet.
Any
I like
plans?
It.
Any plans for New Year's?
I'm just working and enjoy my family.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So let me ask you something, because I know you're calling from the Bronx. How's the weather out there in Bronx, New York? Is it cold?
It's chilly. It's chilly. It's drizzling a little bit. It's dark. Yeah. But it's still a beautiful day.
Amen. Amen. Exactly.
It's still a beautiful day.
We have to look at the beauty.
Yes, it's still a beautiful day. Every day is a chance to make it better.
Absolutely. Every day is a good day to change. Any shout-outs? You got any shout-outs?
No, just to my Watson family. That's about it.
Okay. Well, definitely big, big shout-out to all the Watson family. And we, you know, we're worldwide, so definitely shout-out to everyone that's in listening distance. I'm going to put you on hold. You continue to listen to the show, yes?
I'm going to continue to listen to it.
All right. Awesome. Happy New Year's, and I love you, Goongie.
Same to you.
Okay, Mama. I love when my Watson family calls in. It really just, you know, it just really is like a touch from home. So, but I'm going to go keep amping it up because, you know, we're getting close to New Year's, and we got to just stay amped up, man. I got some Robin Thicke, some Blur lines for you. You ready for that? I don't know.
Everybody get
up. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. If you can't hear what I'm trying to say,
hey, girl, come here.
Maybe I'm going down. Maybe I'm going back. Maybe I'm out of my mind.
hell with that. Pull a fast that bitch, you can pay me back. I'm nothing like your leg, yeah, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch, hand wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused. This pimp.
I'm just trying to keep everybody in the amped up situation, you know, because we had to throw a little time forward because that's what's popping this year, playing just a little bit of the music that, you know, whether I approve it or not, I have to play it. Shout out to Lushy Lush, who told me that version of Time 4 was an edited one, and it wasn't. I heard the B word, and I apologize for those that cranked up when I did. So, I'm going to give you some re-re to make up for it.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision. I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there was this someone right away. Oh, right away. like a diamond, beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Palms rise to the universe as we moonshine in my lake. Feel the warmth, we'll never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds. Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, so shine bright.
Continue to shine bright like a diamond, because you just never know where your happiness, you know, will come from. You never know who is or who will be, you know, that magical person that will make you smile. It's the person that you least expect, you know. Sometimes it's the person that's right next to you all along, and you think you need to go out there and reach and search. Sometimes they're closer than you think, you know. Once you tap into self-love and loving yourself and knowing your worth, everyone else around you will feel it, you know. They'll understand it. When you love yourself and you respect yourself and all that, people tend to do the same. You teach people how to love you. You teach people how to respect you. You know, it's all a learning process. You know, if you allow people to get away with certain things, then that's how they, you know, that's how they'll continue to view you. Now, if they see that you're just a no-nonsense person, but yet you can still love them and empathy for them, then, you know, they'll respect that. So, you know, to say that is just to say that how you want people to perceive you and see you is how you have to show up, you know, how you have to show up to the world, how you have to show up to the universe. You want to claim that you live in a positive life, but any chance you get, you want to turn around and do negative things. Is that, you know, you're contradicting yourself and you're not being accountable for what you're saying that you want, you know? So don't confuse yourself and don't confuse others. Whatever life you're living, it's all good. There's no judgment. Live how you want to live your life, but then claim it. If it's positive, claim it and live it. If it's negative, claim it and live it, you know? Just don't confuse yourself. Know where you're standing at all times, you know? Because when you're not sure even of the decisions that you're making, then everyone else around you is just unsure of you. So show up, you know? Show up how you want to be seen. Big shout out to all the John Does out there that are still trying to find themselves. You know, we're praying for you guys. We're praying for all the John Does to come on home.
Seems like your heart stopped working the minute they close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume. And if anyone asks, you're taking a smoke break, drinking some coffee. But everyone knows what you're doing.
seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go. So you take a few pills in Beverly Hills, but if anyone asks you, got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a feel. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticed. Be quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look, can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding? Too many freaks, had too much to drink, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, random drug test, passed it. Luckily, my girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clumsy me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that what you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.
Song motivated me. There's something about that song ever since I heard it and I play it. It's just something, I don't know. I don't know if it's just personal for me, but when I hear that song, I just can, you know, in my mind, just envision all the John Doe's that I've come across in my life, not just this year, but since I've been young. You know, shout out to every neighborhood that I've hung down on, there's been a John Doe. My family, there's John Doe's. There's just John Doe's everywhere. And I pray for you guys on a daily basis. You know, just put the drink, put the pills, put the weed, put all that on hold. So you can see there's just so much more to life than just that, than just medicating yourself not to feel. It's okay to feel. Even when it hurts, it's okay to feel because that just confirms that you're alive, you know. Why would you not want to be alive? You know, this life is just, is beautiful. You know, at the same time, can it be painful? Absolutely. But any time you feel emotion and any time you're able just to feel, oh, my God, you are so blessed. You are alive. So I thank you all, you guys, for listening in for this whole entire 2013. It's a bittersweet goodbye, but I will see you next year. And I'm so excited. I'm going to welcome 2014 with both open arms. I'm going to say bye to 2013. Salute to you. Shout out to everybody, all my listeners and all my supporters and all my sponsors. A big, 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 big hug and kiss and love from the family of LushRadioOnline.org, from the family of www.emmae2k.com, from the family of E2K Enterprise, and all those that have supported our movement. Don't forget to follow us on all the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. So Google us and just type in Lush Radio Online. Type in Emma E2K. Type in E2K Enterprise. And just follow us, and we'll make sure we follow you. And I'll see you next year. And you know what? I'm going to end, you know, this show, this my last show of 2013. I'm going to end again. I got to play John Doe again because it's just, it's really tapped into my soul. I think that people need to hear this song. I mean, really hear this song. Listen to it, you know. God bless you. God bless your families. Happy New Year to everyone. And John Doe, believe it or not, people love you. The family is praying. I'm praying. Come back home.
Seems like your heart stopped working the minute they close the curtain. You take off your mask and take off your costume. And if anyone asks, you're taking a smoke break, drinking some coffee. But everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go. So you take a few pills in Beverly Hills. But if anyone asks you, got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a pill. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticeably quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look, can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding? Smashed too many freaks, had too much to drink, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, ran a drug test, passed it. Luckily, my girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clumsy me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that which you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it, it's optical.